on Sunday, May 22nd at 3 p.m. at the 38th Festival International de Musique Actuelle de Victoriaville. For all the details on the 38th FIMAV, visit fimav.qc.ca.
One-stop Caribbean cuisine is the place to be. The best tasting food, West Indian food. Check it out. 334 St. Jacques Street. The one and only. Chef X. And the best. Everyone calling up his name, talking about him. All type of food ready right there. Fish, vegetable, oxtail, curry goat, jerk chicken. That same tasting Caribbean food in a Montreal. And then me go when me left Jamaica. Go there right now. The food delicious. Delicious. West Indian Caribbean cuisine. I will be there. Check it out. Check it out.
Noam Chomsky, speaking from MIT. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Here we go, yo. Here we go, yo. Here we go. Here we go, yo. Here we go, yo. Here we go, yo. Here we go.
Watch this, here we go again. You want a friend, booming in your Jeep like it ain't no thing. Uptown, downtown, all around town. Driving, booming and listening to the sound of the S-E-R-E-E-C-H-Y. Music sweet, you pump it up I spy, what do I spy? Fly, girls as you're passing by. Walking, rocking while the system pump. Not crisscross, but you make them jump to the beat while booming up the street in your Jeep. Dance screechy, give your lyrics to a leap. Watch that Terry in my rap to the beat. Mervyn Jad and love off the beat. In a your burgundy color pathfinder, your Cherokee Jeep or your Land Cruiser.
We'll be right back. gone but never forgotten. Gone but never forgotten. The Life and Times of Robert Nesta Marley. KUT 41 years. 41 years and 6 days to be exact. Since the soul, the energy of a king transitioned on CKUT 90.3 FM. Welcome back to the Lunchtime Takeover. Yo, we're preaching the building, coming to you live and direct from the city of Montreal. Right here on the nation's favorite station. Vibing and holding a vibration in honor of the King Lizzie's. Watch tune. Watch tune. Yeah, boss. Hope you're ready to lively up yourself, man. Lively, lively. You're getting livelier, man. I know it is a little chipper today, man, but me not complaining, is it? It's spring, said we.
Lively up yourself and don't be no drag.
Don't be no drag.
Lively up yourself, already is an on the
bed. If it do right now.
Rock so, you rock so.
Lord.
Like I never did before.
Yes, I.
Dip so, you did so. Till you dip to my door. Skank so, skank so. Oh, yeah. Rock so,
skankin' easy. CKUT 90.3. Let's go.
You're gonna light it up yourself.
Skanking easy on this lovely Tuesday. Greetings to the family. Yes, man. Boy, I got some wicked, wicked, wicked news from CKUT. I got some amazing news from CKUT, man. Yeah, man. Looks like the days of normal are upon us, family. You know what I'm saying? Looks like the days of normal are reaching, man. We coming back to the studio, family. Help you lively up yourself on a daily basis. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Right here where alternative voices are given a platform to speak. And DJ is like my brother Easy LD, you know what I mean? Shout out my little sister, Vanessa. Yo, I need you guys to check out Black Girls Gather. And you guys are gonna keep your ears out, keep your eyes and ears peeled for the West Island Black Community Association's 40th anniversary. Yes. So that's blackgirlsgather.wibca.org. Yo, they got a bookstore going on over there, you know what I mean? That it's not just for girls, you know what I mean? I mean, the books, I'm sure, are a little more geared to the female audiences, but everybody is welcome to read, everybody is welcome to help gather, or everybody's just welcome to, you know, help amass some support, man. These are amazing incentives and programs that happen in the community of Montreal, in the city of Montreal, or off island, or what, you know what I'm saying, what have you. And we want to make sure that more people are literate on it. Yo, like, plain and simple, man, literacy is freedom, man. Literacy is the key. You know, see, like, you know, coming, you know, to just even get to the platform, get to a space where I'm doing what I do right here. You know, I gotta knows how to read. I gotta be very quick and swift with my words, you know. So building your vocabulary is always an amazing thing. And as I said, WIPCA is celebrating 40 years this year, so they got some great things in the works that are coming your way. So please keep your eyes and ears peeled, man. Keep your eyes and ears peeled. You'll feel me. We're looking. I'm gonna put a word out, man. I know I got some celebrities tuning in, man. I'm saying, I know I got some amazing artists, you know what I mean? Whether it's from my tribe, whether it's from my collective, or whether it's from extended collectives, man. So, yo, if you feel like you want to, you know, give back to the community, man, and you want to put your best foot forward and, you know, bring some entertainment to the people, yes, man, you know what I mean? All for a good cause, man. Let us know, man. Hit me up, or hit up Vanessa on IG, man. WIPCA, Black Girls Gather, as I said, man. blackgirlsgather.wibca.org, WIBCA.org, man. And let her know. Say, y'all, says, yes, man. Preach send me. And want to come and, you know what I mean, light a fire for the people them round there. You see it? We light a fire right now for the community. As I said last week, 41 years of transition. No matter, King can't dead, you know. Let's stand up for truths and rights right now. The only way we know how, eh? Rise of the one, man like. God above Molly and the Wheelers, you see it.
Hey, get up, stand up. Stand up for your life.
You know I can't listen to this without light a little cliff. So let me take a step to the side real quick, you know. We're in the land of legals. Yeah, man. And I'm not in CKUT right now, so, you know.
Don't give up.
Let me make it move.
Preacher, man.
always love that line there, you know, pull up. Fight. We keep the fight mighty, man. We keep it alive, family. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. Right here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yeah.
want you to give up the fight at all, you know. Don't give up the fight at all, you know. Thank you for checking in for another amazing week. Check, making sure everything is good on my end, you know what I'm saying? Thank you for tuning in for another week of the Lunchtime Takeover right here on CKUT 90.3 FM. You know what I'm saying? As I said, man, last week, man, was the, you know what I mean? Well, it's the memorial, man. It's the memorial, you know what I mean? The remembrance of 41 years of the passing of our king, man, our reggae king, Bob Marley, you know what I mean? All kind of crazy things are happening in this world, man. I haven't checked in live with you guys in the last couple, man. All kinds of things popping off in this world, you know what I'm saying? Entertainment-wise, World War-wise, you know what I'm saying? Hey, Montreal, yes, man, we're back on road. Them say, we free up again. Yeah, man, I mean, outside of hospitals and what them say, public transportation. But yeah, man, them say, as of March 15th, 1201, you know what I'm saying, March 14th, 1201, the masks officially came off of the people, them. Oh, you mean, brethren, the masks came off of the people, them. So we're free up again, you know what I'm saying? As I said to everybody, man, stand firm for the last couple of years. Stand firm, man. Hold your faith, man. Know yourself, you know what I mean? Stand on what you believe, stand on your ground, yeah? But, yo, it looks like, for the time being, we're free up again, you know what I'm saying? We're free up again. So, yo, go out, get some beauty, bask in this beautiful weather, man. It might be a little chipper today, but, yo, it's spring. You know what I mean? We just came out of a massive winter, and we just came out of a very long, as Game of Thrones said, you know what I mean? Winter is coming, and winter came. Winter came, a very extended winter, came for a lot of people. You see me? So, you know, wow, big up everybody who made it through the winter, man. Made it through the winter. Yeah, talking about made it through the winter, man. I'm talking about people who've been, you know, putting up a fight, getting up and standing up for the people of Montreal, for their community, just plain and simple. Yo, big up with Sister Majeza. Yeah, man, Majeza, fill up. How you mean? And big up Shane. Big up Shane. You know what I'm saying? Big up Shane, who out here. Yo, look at that, man. We got some visitors in the building, man. CKT, you know, I simulcast this show, you know what I'm saying? So before I get into the news, I got to big up all of our visitors coming in from Josh Gradup's room, man. Stay lifted. Thank you for the follow. I appreciate you. Yeah, man, yo, welcome to the Daily Dose. Welcome to the Lunchtime Takeover. It's your own boy Preacher in the building, coming to you live and direct from the city of Montreal. Right now, I am live on CKUT 90.3 FM, the nation's favorite station. We got people like Black Queen Love in the building, Waste Bees, Milo, Miss, Vanessa, my sister, EZLD. Shout out my queen, Bionic Pixie, who helps me produce this show on a daily basis. You know what I'm saying? Shout out my hey, not your average guy, long time no see, family. How you doing? Yeah, man. We're out here. We're doing it, man. We're doing it big. I hope you guys are having a happy Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? We're out here, man, remembering 41 years of the passing of Bob Marley. That was last Wednesday. That was last week, Wednesday, May 11th. You feel me? So, you know, I mean, this year, if you imagine that time, 41 years ago, this is probably around the time that You know, Bob is getting ready to be laid to rest, laid in state. Your vibes, because, you know, it was a real king that brought a real vibration throughout the world, you know what I mean? And, you know, as he says, man, as one of his famous phrases is, get up, stand up for your rights, man. And I'm bigging up my sister, Machiza Phillip, who right here in the city of Montreal in 2014, alongside her roommate, Shane, went out to, you know what I mean? They were clubbing, man. They were out. They were vibing. And by the end of the night, they ended up with a broken arm and months of depression and anxiety after being attacked and arrested by Montreal police officers. Now, almost 8 years later, the city of Montreal has reached an out-of-court settlement with Phillip after she filed a $700,000 civil suit against the municipality and the police officers Eric Sabourin and Steve Thibert. An email from a city spokeswoman confirmed Phillip will receive just under $95,000. You know what I mean? Not even really a seventh of what she was asking for, but you know, it is what it is. Her case had been scheduled to go to court in April, but it is a huge relief to our 33-year-old sister. It's a strange feeling to be happy over something so traumatic, she said. I guess to get an outcome like this is a beautiful thing, but there's still that reality of what happened to me. What happened to Phillip is an event she won't soon forget. Phillip and her friend went to a hip-hop concert at a downtown Montreal concert hall in November of 2014. After the show, officers arrested her friend for being drunk in public and placed him in the back of a police cruiser. Phillip tapped on the police car window to tell him she would meet him at the police station with his coat and belongings. It was then that the officer claimed Phillip tried to break the cruiser's window trying to free O'Brien. Three officers arrested her, breaking her left arm in the process. She now has a long scar after surgery to repair the injury. Months later, while filing a complaint with the Police Ethics Commission, Phillip learned to her surprise that she was facing charges in municipal court for assaulting police officers and obstructing justice. Judge Katia Muscardi acquitted her of all charges, casting doubt on the officer's version of events in 2017. The testimony heard in prosecution gives the impression that one tried to camouflage an intervention that took a bad turn, the judge wrote in her ruling. The multiple contradictions and oversights in the police testimony forced the court to witness to truthfully relate what happened with Phillip. Phillip believes officers treated her differently that night in 2014 because, dun-dun-dun-dun, she is black. She says she still lives with the memories, feeling anxious when she sees police officers or hears a siren. She says she struggles to explain what happened to the curious 7-year-old children she teaches tap dancing to when they ask about the scar on her arm. I teach a fair amount of white children, and so it's actually a very sensitive thing to have to bring up because they look at me with such hope and love. And for me to tell them that, you know, I was assaulted by an officer, they can't really comprehend that at that age. And then when they ask why, I'm like, I don't know why. I can't tell you why. So it's a weird lifelong experience, a trauma that I'm going to be dealing with for the rest of my life. You know what I'm saying? Yo, big up, Majiza Phillip, man, for standing up, for fighting, for putting up, yo, for exercising patience. You know what I mean? A lot of people would get impatient during this time. A lot of people would be impatient during this, you know what I'm saying, this type of vibration or this type of transition. So I appreciate, you know what I'm saying, I appreciate her patience, I appreciate her fight, I appreciate her willingness to stand up for our community and our culture. You know what I mean? Like, yo, it's not to tarnish the name of all police, right? I think we've been through this argument, through this conversation for some time. You know, we definitely know that there is some amazing, awesome, excellent law enforcement officers out there, people that are just helping to hold up the law. But, you know, when you do have bad seeds, man, when you do have those bad apples, it's time to weed them out. You know what I'm saying? It's time to weed them out. And that whole, like, that whole armor of blue, that blue silence that has been, you know, marring the efforts of so many of our brothers and sisters who are out here trying their best to clean up their communities. You know what I'm saying? That needs to stop. People need to start speaking up, and people need to start fighting for their rights. You see me?
Now around, put them in on. Not rap with them, you know. Bob Marley did not rap with them, you know. What's up? Dedicated to all my freedom fighters. Once again, shout out Majeeza Phillip, our communal sister. We love you. Thank you. All the best to you in the future. I hope Babylon doesn't have that practice running anymore, that when they lose something, they decide to harass the people. Let me know.
This morning, I woke up in a curfew.
Hey. Shout out my brother Roots, man. Watch tune, watch tune.
How many rivers do we have to cross before we can talk to the boss? I'm saying all we got to see we have lost.
Okay.
We must have really paid a cost.
That's why we're gonna be. I said,
burning on the give me the food and let me grow. Let the roots man take a hold. I said, cause all them trucks gonna make it.
Dead. 41 years, man, since the king himself transitioned on high, man, to spread his energy far and wide, man. We're not crying, you know. We're celebrating life. Let we go. I'm a live artist, you know. I work with a live band. I love my live music, man. I gotta play some live cuts, you know.
Burning
41 years and 6 days.
Tonight.
Bob Marley was buried 10 days after his passing, May 21st, this Friday coming. Jamaica was up in arms, but trust me, nobody knew what was coming, yeah? Nobody knew what was coming, yeah? Greetings. Much love to the family. Welcome, 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 welcome. To the lunchtime takeover. Or if you're watching me on Twitch, this is the Daily Dose. The Panamanian, thank you for the follow. CKUT family, man. Remember, you can watch this program happening live while you listen to it on air. VibeTribe.ca. Or if you're outside in the world and you want to check out this radio program on CKUT.ca. You're in the city of Montreal, CKUT 90.3 FM. Peace to everybody in this room right now. I appreciate you for following. I appreciate you for joining. And I appreciate all my listeners rocking out with us today. Guys, asking how I'm doing. I'm doing well. I'm doing well, family. How are you guys doing today? CKUT family, don't forget, man. We got an inbox over here, man. Yeah, man, hit us up. Hit us up. Hit us up, man. Y'all could drop me messages and all that other good stuff. And shout out to everybody who's hitting me up on Facebook, man. I have been so bad with checking those messages. I didn't even know they were coming in. And then I checked last week and I seen my inbox was full. Lord of mercy. Shout out my sister Melissa Don checking in from Spokane, Washington. We're taking CKUT 90.3 FM around the world today. Every Tuesday. You're now tuned in to the nation's favorite station, CKUT 90.3 FM, the home of alternative speech and voices, music and all that other good stuff, yeah? Check us out 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Get your fill. Underground hip-hop, reggae, funk, Afrobeat, compazoo. You know what I mean? We got programs for every culture, for every voice, for every language, man. You know what I mean? Check us out. Check us out.
This is where we are at. is why we seek of station ever 90.3 ever at why. This is why we this is why we secret ever 90.3 ever at why. The girls them love me so them know say we at. We listen to this station, this a station well at. They put music, this is why they at.
Yo, this is Junior Reed, and when I'm in Montreal, I stay tuned to C-Cut 90.3 FM. Montreal, stay alive with music, with music, with music.
Who's coming to dinner? Natty Dreadlocks. Michael Rose. Guess who's coming to dinner? Natty Dreadlocks. When I'm in Montreal, I listen to CKUT 90.3 and it's always jamming.
And the rest and like some brethren are coming over the hills. Stay in town like we must live as one.
Spread your wings.
One-stop Caribbean cuisine for the best in Caribbean dishes. Come visit us and enjoy our specialties such as oxtail, jerk chicken, roti, and many more. Ask about our $8 lunch special on any chicken plates from Tuesdays to Fridays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Also try our famous crispy fried chicken dipped in our special barbecue sauce. You can order online through your preferred restaurant apps or call 514-365-3636 or enjoy a 10% discount on all in-store pickup. This store apply to promotions. We are located at 334 Saint Jacques in Lachine. Visit us today. One Stop Caribbean Cuisine, Chef X, new location.
Blessing up a flow like a river. Blessing up a flow like a river.
Oh, sir. Swear to fly past the sky.
Check. Did I get y'all hungry? Did I get your mouth watering? Yeah, man. Shout out the family at One Stop Caribbean. Chef X, pick up yourself. Yeah, man sent me some wicked fried chicken for the family the other day, man. You know, I's a vegan boy, but me did smell it, man. It smelled good. Yeah, man. Check out, yo, if you're a vegan, man, check out there. They have a wicked lentil plate over there, man. They have some wicked vegan choices, man. Big up yourself. Is on this Jacob Miller vibe these days, you know, boy. I said, man, I'm on this Miller vibration these days, yeah?
Do you really love me? Yeah.
Feel like I'm gonna sit down and take in rockers this week again, yeah?
I'm a reggae rocker. Do you love me?
Shout out all my rockers out there.
6 feet tall, straight from money on. Do you love me?
Big up Big Daddy Vern Mayton.
Do you love me? Vibration sent from up above. Do you love me? Yeah. He is a rock.
DJ Oligan, big up yourself.
I'm a rocking, you're rocking to my reggae melody. He's a rocker, she's a rocker to my reggae melody. I'm a rocking, you're rocking to my reggae, reggae melody. Oh, ja, 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 oh, yeah.
So as I said, man, big up the family, big up the family, man. New Orleans checking in. DJ Hooligan, big up yourself. Big up yourself. Thank you for the follow. Melissa Don, shout out, shout out. Waiting for RV. Thank you for coming through. I appreciate you. Not your average guy. Thank you. The Panamanian. Black Queen Love, we appreciate your roots, man. Thank you for the host, man. Milo, yeah, man. Happy Tuesday. Blessed Tuesday. Healthy Tuesday to everybody in here. Yo, Kobe Hustle, man, sorry, man, I didn't big you up earlier, waste beats, I didn't get to big you up proper earlier, man. Thank you, Josh, great up and family, stay lifted, I appreciate all of you guys, man. Live shout-outs, we are right now, tune you, right now broadcasting, simulcasting, live from CKUT 90.3 FM, even though I'm in my house, you know what I'm saying? This is what the, you know what I mean, this is the beauty of technology right now, man. Shout-out my local fam, yeah, man, Easy LD, big up yourself all the time. I appreciate you guys for rocking out with us today as we rock it easy, man. We rock it easy, man. You know what I mean? It's a breezy day in the city of Montreal, but I'm not complaining because it's the summer. I mean, it's the spring, but it feels like summer. You know what I mean? We were upon a real heat wave for the last couple of days, man. I hope you guys caught that heat wave, man. We got a high of 15, low of 6 in the city of Montreal today. You know what I mean? It's a rainy day. It's a rainy day, but, man, you know what I mean? What them say? April showers bring May flowers. Well, it's already May. The flowers are blooming, man. I got some beautiful tulips outside my window. I am appreciating life right now. I am appreciating life as much as I possibly can. You know what I mean? Because we know that all kinds of crazy things are happening in the world right now. You know what I mean? I saw, man, that, yo, I'm very weary with how certain news is reported in this day and age. I'm very weary with regurgitating certain news. I'm very weary. If you guys know me, if you guys listen to me on a regular basis, you know, I tend to have a different spin on things, you know what I mean? I don't really find what the majority of people find funny, you know what I mean? I don't watch a lot of, you know, certain comedies and stuff like that, you know, yeah. I don't get into all of that stuff, but, you know, I do take in my entertainment. I've been basking in the power and the glory of my twin baby boys, man, who just turned 1 year old on Thursday, May 12th, you know what I mean? A year has passed through this journey, you feel me, and it just gets even more adventurous with each day. Thank you to everybody who came through and helped to celebrate this weekend. We appreciate you guys, or everybody who sent blessings and cheer to the boys this weekend. We appreciate you. King and Royale are doing amazingly well, you know what I mean? Shout out Mama Pixie, shout out my Bionic One, man, for holding it down, holding us down, and you know what I mean, even doing like a lot of juggling, helping me produce this program, helping me host this program and all that other good stuff, man. We appreciate you. You know what I mean? I'm trying to break away, man. I'm trying to break away from certain things and just try to get back into a fun space of life, man. You know what I mean? Fun space of life, man. You know, try to get into a space where I remember what it is to be young, you know what I mean? Remember what it is. Honor the spirit of youth. You know, a lot of us, as I said, we just came out of a very stressful time period. We just came out of an extended winter. If you watch Game of Thrones, then you will know the reference when they say winter is coming. You know what I mean? An extended winter. We just, you know, Montreal, we are freeing up again as of Saturday past May 14th. As of May 14th, the masks are officially off. You can go shopping and all that other good stuff without having to don your mask. That is up to you at this point. They say that it is only in place when it comes to public transportation and in hospital settings and stuff like that. And really and truly, I don't know about public transportation, but when it comes to hospitals, I think that maybe they just need to always leave it in place when it comes to hospitals. You know what I'm saying? There's already a lot of people walking around there with their And, you know, one of the few places, one of the people, I mean, it's traditionally known, one of the quickest places to get sick is a hospital. You know what I'm saying? So maybe we might want to just continue to exercise it over there. You know it? Over there. They're saying, and restaurants. But, I mean, the whole restaurant thing don't make no sense, right? Because you have to take off your mask for yum food. So I say go. Like, restaurants kind of already been exempt, you know what I mean? Like, you know, or they say in the kitchen specifically. Yeah, man. If them, oh, you're saying that we should leave it in restaurants, in the kitchen. Yeah. Straight goods. Like, as my lady is saying, my lady is also prompting me, and she's saying, yo, not just the hospitals, we should leave it in the restaurant then, but for the kitchen staff. I'm not too mad at that, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, you know, hygiene when it comes to food handling and everything like that should be paramount. Yeah. So, you know, all them, like, you know, dentists and all them certain people, all them people that have to wear their mask, and if them not wear their mask, then something wrong. Yeah, something wrong. So, I'm pretty excited that we get to get back to life, man. I've literally been, like, sitting outside my front door. There's a convenience store. There's a Depener right across the street from my house. And I'm just, like, clocking people. I'm clocking people. I'm, like, two masks, one none. Two, three masks, one none. All right. Shout out to all my rebels who are out here getting back to normal and standing up for their freedoms. You know what I'm saying? I loves you guys. I loves you guys. Big time. So there's a lot of changes that are happening in the city of Montreal, man. As I said, like, you know, the summer is coming, and the summer is coming fast. We have a lot of interesting events that are going to be on the horizon and all that good stuff, man. Fairs are back. The fairs are back, family. Yes, man. I went to the mall. We have traveling fairs in the city of Montreal that travel around to different shopping malls, you know, and set up outside these massive shopping malls. The fairs are back, man. I heard the giggles. I heard the screams. I seen the babies. I seen the little kids having all they funsies and all that other good stuff. It made me feel warm again. Like, you know what I mean? I'm feeling good that we're able to go out and greet people. And, you know, this whole, you know, there was a stutter step. There was like three stutter steps when people were greeting each other in the last couple of years. Now it feels like that stutter step is kind of like, it's gone, it's dissipated, you know what I mean? Hugs and kisses are coming back, you know, shaking hands and all of that other good stuff, embracing our humanness and our brothers and sisters, man. Like, yeah, me love it. So big up everybody who is out here, you know what I mean, keeping it forward, man, and making sure that the vibe stays up. You zit. Once upon a time, man, once upon a time, things weren't so complex, you know. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Miller.
Oh, come on. Once upon a time, I almost lost my mind. I was lonely. I was lonely, yeah.
The people were in isolation. Real lonely, man. Tell them though. Yeah, Jacob Miller, talk to them now. Tune DJ all again.
Once upon a time.
Vibes of the One, Jacob Miller. Let's go. Upon a time, family.
I was really lonely. Can you believe that? I never knew what love could do. I was lonely.
lunchtime, family. We hanging out in the cafeteria. My brother said it's time for some tuna salad sandwiches. What y'all got on the menu today, man? I hope y'all are eating well, eating hearty. I hope you're remembering to eat, and if you're not, get up from your desk and go get something now. Take your lunch break. They ain't paying you to starve. I'm telling you, there's a lonely sandwich. There's a lonely po' boy. Somewhere calling for you. A fruit salad. A crepe, a smoothie. There's an enchilada right now just screaming. He's lonely. Bobbly, yo. So my brother said he got some tuna salad sandwiches on deck. We got New Orleans in the house talking about they got po' boys on deck, man. That's authentic po' boys going down. You know what I mean? Yo, I've been juicing like a boss. I won't even lie, man. I've been juicing like a boss, Bridging. You know what I mean? I'm juicing everything. Don't put nothing around me that look like a fruit or vegetable and say you are gonna just leave it there. It go in and out the juice, Bridging. It gone. You know what I mean? So you know this. You know I'm on a citrus. I just beat down a nice liquor, grapefruit, fresh pressed grapefruit, orange, ginger. Some cucumber in there, you know what I mean? A little cucumber in there, you know what I'm saying? But no, I said, me put something else in there. Oh, the cauliflower, they in that too? Yeah, man. I get a little renegade with it, family. I get a little renegade with it when I'm ready, you know what I mean? I have some